You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Talissa Bazaz, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th of August. Olivia Newton-John's niece has confirmed her family will accept a state funeral if a formal offer is made to reflect on the life of the Australian entertainment legend. The British-born, Melbourne-raised performer died in her sleep in her California home on Monday. She was 73 years old. Victorian Deputy Premier Jacinta Allan says further discussions with the family are taking place. The family is grieving the loss of an incredible woman, and we just need to give them some time and space to work through those matters, she told reporters on Wednesday. Actress Toddy Goldsmith, who is a niece of Newton-John, appeared on Channel 9 on Tuesday night to remember the Grease star, saying her family would accept the offer of a state funeral. Olivia was so loved that not only the family, but Australia needs it to say goodbye, she said. The federal government has scrapped the COVID Safe app as it's no longer being used for contact tracing. Touted as the best pathway out of lockdown, launched 2 years ago, the app has been dubbed a complete failure. Only two positive COVID-19 cases were identified through the app since April 2020, which were not found by manual contact tracers. It only identified 17 close contacts that hadn't already been manually identified. There were almost 8 million registrations of the app in the month following its launch, but less than 800 users consented to their data being added to the National COVID Safe data store for contact tracing. On Tuesday, app users were sent a notification advising them the program is no longer in use and encouraging them to delete the app. China has warned its relationship with Australia is at a critical juncture as its ambassador defends acts of aggression as self-defence. The ambassador says while China's policy offers cooperation with Australia, the nation needs to stop provocative actions in the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait, adding the change of government provides an opportunity to reset the bilateral relationship. But the ambassador also dismissed acts of aggression, playing down sanctions imposed on Australian products and the lasering of an Australian aircraft conducting a freedom of navigation flight in the South China Sea. Meantime, China has denied trying to muscle its way into the Pacific, with its Australian ambassador reiterating Beijing has no interest in establishing a military presence in the region. And a sad day for lolly lovers, with Starburst no longer appearing on our supermarket shelves. Mars Wrigley, the world's leading manufacturer of several confectionery items, has confirmed Starburst lollies, which are currently being manufactured in Europe, will no longer be imported into Australia. The company has announced they've officially discontinued the Starburst brand here, instead focusing on the production of locally made treats like M&M's, Maltesers, Skittles, Snickers, Extra and Eclipse. Yum! That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive into the referendum of an Indigenous voice in Parliament.